This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Some Oshkosh residents are being called heroes after a Taft Avenue apartment fire. The fire broke out about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, filling the apartment with black smoke. A neighbor and the building supervisor were able to get the woman inside out to safety. Firefighters were then able to knock down the fire quickly. The woman was taken onto the hospital with smoke inhalation. The fire remains under investigation today. Residents along 7th Avenue are concerned about water again getting into their basements. A handful of them told city council members on Tuesday they're seeing more water back up after a recent street reconstruction project. Council members say they want to find a solution to the problem as soon as possible. In fact, council member Chris Larson wants the issue put on the next council agenda. The council has approved another property valuation. This one will come up next year. Along with that, today the council and transportation committee for the city will have a special workshop on the future needs of electric vehicles in Oshkosh. Page 2, the traveling wall is at the Sunnyview Expo Center starting today. The wall is an 8-foot-high, 360-foot-long replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. An opening ceremony is planned for tonight at 7 o'clock. It's open to the public and absolutely free. The Oshkosh Corporation has been named one of the most trustworthy companies for 2024 by Newsweek magazine. Winnebago County has leftover American Rescue Plan Act money. The county earned about $1.4 million of interest on that $33 million it got from the feds. The additional money will be used for county projects along with the general fund. And EAA has had to cancel their speaker series tonight. The presenter was unable to get to Oshkosh due to the hurricane in Florida. Turning to sports, another football Friday night includes Hortonville coming to Oshkosh West. North goes on the road to Sheboygan North, and Lord's Academy is at Palmyra Eagle. UW Oshkosh will play on Saturday. They entertain UW Lacrosse at 1 o'clock at J.J. Keller Field. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.